This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Friday's upon us already. Can you believe it's the Cinco de Mayo celebration? So that means the entire program will be done in Spanish. Habla Español, Señorita Yennefer.
Oh, gracias, Señor Dougie.
Señor Dougie.
All right, Victoria, wait a minute. Say habla Español.
No, my mother was a snob and made me learn French.
Really?
I always wanted to learn Spanish.
Well, yes. Even be more
it's still an argument we have in our household.
How about we have Jennifer do it in Spanish and you do it in French? Let's see, Kara can do it in Swahili. And I'll stick to
sure.
You know, the American. All right, here we, listen to Jennifer.
What?
It's going to go over well.
Yes. Ooh, listen to me.
All sounds right. Like you sound closer to Swahili than Karika.
What does Cinco de Mayo mean to you, Jennifer?
It means an excuse to have chips and guacamole and margaritas.
Okay, it's Friday, too. Cinco de Mayo on Friday. All right, Victoria.
It's an American holiday, you know.
What did your snobby mother teach you about
Cinco de Mayo?
Yeah.
Nothing. I learned about Cinco de Mayo in college. Yeah. 2-for-1 margarita night.
Really?
Yeah.
Why is it margaritas? Why couldn't it just be whiskey?
That's not Mexican.
Oh. Yeah,
tequila. Anything tequila-based. Tequila shots or margaritas.
Oh, yeah. I read that book, Tequila Mockingbird. I remember it.
Oh, wow.
How about that?
Wow, you're really wound up.
There's a bar around here called Tequila Mockingbird. It's pretty good.
See?
Really?
Yes, nah.
You thought I was just pulling that out
so
of my
So someone else has the same way of
thinking. Amazing. Someone else has thought of
Doug,
that.
Doug, you have a doppelganger and you need to meet.
Yes, I do. All right, so that's the familiarity portion of our program. Thanks for joining us. The DJV Experience, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. So let's Jennifer has a relatively busy schedule. We all do, but Jennifer's air schedule is busy. She does this program. She does a morning program in L.A., and then she does an afternoon program that's heard on a couple of stations in Southern California, including one in San Bernardino, where apparently yesterday the families, I have a hard time thinking it was 2 years ago, but it was, that terrorist attack in San Bernardino. So the victims have filed a federal lawsuit against Twitter, Facebook, and Google. Why? What are they going after Twitter, Facebook, and Google for?
Well, they feel like this is a place where the terrorists in this country were aided to do an attack. This is a communication tool. This is a sign of the time of the lawsuit.
Or is this, can they get anywhere? That's the question, yeah. Wow. That's really...
Because
can you imagine if they win that, what the significance of that is for people who are victims of these sorts of terrorist attacks all around the world? Good God.
Well, already you have Twitter who's saying, okay, we're going to do a better job of monitoring terrorist communication back and forth, because Twitter was a big one that they were using. Facebook this week just hired 3,000 people to start monitoring videos and content to make sure not just terrorist behavior, but bad behavior isn't happening on their site. And then the story that came out yesterday, I don't know if you guys had a chance to see it, but apparently ISIS is using or encouraging the use of Craigslist for their operatives that are in this country to start tracking and attacking victims using ads, well-placed ads on Craigslist.
Really?
What type of ads? I mean, I'm not surprised. Craigslist is like all the world's cretins hang out on Craigslist, so I'm not surprised that they would be targeting that in some way. But are they placing ads for recruitments, or are they trying to find, like, in the hookup section? Like, what are they?
Victims.
They're
how?
Trying to find victims.
But that's what I mean. Like, but how? Like,
what kind of victims?
Yeah.
I guess luring people in. I don't know if they're doing
people
it
who
in
are,
the encounter
people
section.
Who are unhappy in life. Is that sort of victimized by life? Is that...
That seems like a very inefficient way.
I'm talking about murder victims. I'm talking about people that they want to lure in and kill. I mean, this is the story that I'm getting, actually, that ISIS would post, you know, that they would use it in two ways. One, that they would use it as a recruitment tool, and two, that they would use the classifieds as a place to lure victims, potential victims in, that they could hurt for show, you know, whether it's a videotaped execution, whatever it is that ISIS decides they want to do.
Right.
Ugh.
The
yeah.
recruitment part, I totally
now being
get.
Used on another,
yeah,
on another social media platform.
I guess it doesn't matter as long as they, you know, get to hurt or kill one person, but it just seems like an inefficient and easily trackable way to go about getting victims.
Well, you only get one at a time, really. It's just in terms of, because ISIS likes mass numbers, so that's what I'm saying. Like, I get the recruitment part, I just don't know how efficient it is.
But ISIS doesn't. Al-Qaeda likes mass numbers. Al-Qaeda likes to fly their planes into buildings. ISIS, if you remember it, just lately, their messaging to the people that support them is use whatever you can, obviously go after mass damage, you know, drive your car into a crowd,
right.
Use whatever you can at your disposal to hurt or scare Western culture.
Mm. Their tagline is beheading infidels one at a time. That could be. There and then that scares the hell out of everybody, and so it's
well,
good
Craigslist,
for a while.
Craigslist is such a weird free for all anyway that if someone's going to step in and start putting some security in there, it's long overdue. I mean, people sell furniture innocently, and then a murderer shows up at their house. You know, I mean, there's no.
I'm hoping that some. Well, not hoping, but I have a couple of farm implements for sale. Perhaps one of the one of the Daesh guys would like to buy one of my piece of farm.
Is that a trap?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yes. Wait, fix that. The TSA also reporting that people that own truck rental companies, that would be, U-Haul and Penske, and who are some of the other, there's some regional trucks, but mostly U-Haul and Penske, that ilk rental agencies need to be vigilant about the threat of attacks from terrorists who take these big vehicles and use them. I'm reminded of the federal building that was wiped out by American terrorists, not by Middle Eastern terrorists. What was that guy's name? Do you remember those two? The fellow, one of them died or got killed, and the other one went to jail for the rest of his life. I can still see them. They drive the...
Are you talking about the Sardinia brothers?
No.
Oklahoma City.
Oklahoma City was like when Clinton was president. I can't
remember. Yeah, I know who you're talking about. Yeah, Tim something or other, wasn't it?
Yes, right. Yes. Anyway, the Department of Homeland Security said there are more of those people wandering around. And because so many people have been killed and wounded in these attacks around the rest of the world, they figure time is tight here and sooner or later. So am I playing into this by talking about it? Is this valuable, or is this just giving somebody an idea? Timothy McVeigh.
Oh, he's the Unabomber, right?
Yeah.
No, that's right.
Oh, yeah, the other guy.
Timothy McVeigh was the driver of the truck that was parked in front of the Oklahoma Federal Building, and it was loaded with fertilizer and diesel fuel, and somebody threw a, well, it had a timer and a lighter in it. And it blew up and took half the building with it. You can see some of those pictures and killed 140 people, 170 people, something outrageous like that. So anyway, the point is that there are two points. One, yes, these things can be used. And two, do we, because it's the news media is taking the information from the Transportation Security Administration, does that play into the hands of the bad guys? That is a question I've often asked myself, whether by talking about things like this, I made a discretionary decision to talk about it here because it's sort of tagged into what we were talking about before, but whether or not I should, in general, talk about things like this. It bothers me sometimes. It's like the killings. I don't talk about that stuff because why do you need to know more about it? Why do we need to have more information about who killed whom this week? I don't need to talk
but
about
But I think
that.
When specifically we're talking about how to fix things and what's being done to what's being done to be used against us, I guess.
Yeah.
When you talk about social media, this is a really compelling topic. I mean, do you limit social media? Do you take away maybe some freedom of speech?
How are you going to limit it? It's not going away. Jennifer, Facebook last year grew by leaps and bounds. 17% more people are using Facebook.
Right.
You know, we talk about it being for supposedly older people. They made $7.3 billion in the first three months of this year.
But it's a fact that terrorist groups like ISIS are using Facebook, Google, they're using YouTube to not only recruit people, but to spread fear.
Mm-hmm.
And these people in San Bernardino are saying, look, without social media, ISIS would have been having a very difficult time. This idea for using Craigslist to lure people in and create execution videos based on who you can get when you're pretending to sell a bike to somebody, that's all sent out via their online magazine. These ideas for inspiration to inspire terrorist attacks are sent out on social media. So then the question is, if you are Twitter or Facebook or Google, do you have a responsibility to the people that use your platform to make sure that there isn't this kind of messaging on there? Or is it just supposed to be a platform that allows for a free-for-all? It's an interesting line of actually conversation as to what it should look like, I guess.
Yep, it sure is. It's a conundrum that we find ourselves in. And being in the modern age, I guess we just kind of work around it best we can. 18 past the hour. Here's something that is much more pleasant, much more exciting. The deals for Mother's Day. Mother's Day deals from Sherry's Berries. Huge. Huge. How does he say
huge.
It? Huge. Freshly dipped strawberries. $19.99 for a dozen. Give them $10 more, you get two dozen. And if you order today at berries.com, you'll get free cake truffles as well. So a whole extra gift doesn't cost you anything. Pick your delivery date. Sherry's Berries guarantees that the gifts will arrive fresh and delish. Berries.com. B-E-R-R-I-E-S. Did I spell it right? Yes. BERRIES.com. Use the code DJV. Just think of Doug, Jen, and Victoria when you're ordering those berries. And the reason I say that is because it would be very nice of you to send us a box. You know, send some to your mother and then some to us. What's wrong with that? Good idea, right? You don't want some, Victoria? You want more?
You bet.
Huh? More! She wants, but someday you'll be somebody's mother so we can celebrate that early. Gourmet dipped strawberries. Huge. There are nuts on them, some of them, white chocolate, milk chocolate, dark chocolate. This is a gift that will put a smile on your mom's face. Mom will love you and love it. Only way to get this amazing berry deal, starting at $19.99, is to visit berries.com. Berries.com. Click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner and use the code DJV.
Get to Kohl's Super Saturday. This Saturday until 1 p.m., shop early birds for the perfect gift for mom. And friends and family take an extra 20% off. Give her diamond earrings for just $39.99, $15.99 Sonoma pajamas, and spring candles only $7.19. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. It's Super Saturday. This Saturday, only at Kohl's. Select styles, 20% off for valid May 4th through 7th. Some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
When you need it, spent a little too much time in the sun relief.
Yikes.
Ow, what the?
Attack of the angry mosquito relief.
Hey, watch this.
Scraped knees.
And an elbow.
Relief. You need new Goldbond Pain and Itch Relief Cream with lidocaine. Goldbond has the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription and starts working on contact to numb away pain and itch. New Goldbond with lidocaine. Relief starts now. Use as directed.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I do Led Zeppelin for some reason.
That's why I told her to play this so you would like it more. That's exactly why I said play it.
Well, I like a whole lot of love.
It's called Thank You. Yeah.
No, I like a whole lot of love. Led Zeppelin fans working themselves into a frizzy and a tizzy. Rumors that the Rockers are going to reunite. How about them apples? Their 50th anniversary next year. There was a cryptic message on Robert Plant's website that simply said, any time now. And some people are speculating that this kind of a reunion could be staged by AEG, which promoted last year's Desert Trip Festival in Indio. It was also known as Old Chella. I got 160 mil out of that, puppy. And that was because the Stones... And Led Zeppelin, well, Led Zeppelin wasn't there, was it? Roger Waters.
No, Roger Waters from the, formerly of The Who, but yeah, or not The Who, I'm blanking.
Pink Floyd.
Pink Floyd, thank you.
All right, so anyway.
Roger Daltrey was there too, I think.
Yeah. Last time they were together was 2007, tribute show to the late co-founder of their record company, Ahmet Ertegun. Nobody knows that so
well. Ertegun.
Yeah, him too. Jason
He's the
Bonham.
One who discovered Aretha.
Yes. But he went to, I think he went, he lived in, was he a Brit? He wasn't a Brit.
I don't know. I remember seeing a tribute show and she was the star and just going on and on and on about him.
Yeah.
She wouldn't have a career without him.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of like you guys. You wouldn't have a career without me. Right? Same thing.
Wow. Crickets.
Uniformity, that's what I like. All right, let's keep moving here. Next up, Britney Spears in our musical focus. Following in the footsteps of the Elvis person and Carole King and Green Day and Michael Jackson, Britney Spears' greatest hits may soon make their way to Broadway.
Now we're talking.
I didn't realize that she had that many hits that you could make a Broadway show out of.
You could make two Broadway shows out of
really?
Her hits. Yes. Oh, my gosh, yes.
Huh. Well, if that's the case. How is this taking place? What's the... There are a lot of meetings going on. People trying to explore the idea. Is this her idea? Is this somebody else's? Her manager's idea? Whose idea is this?
I'm guessing it's someone else's idea.
Yeah.
You're not
catch
that
my
good at idea.
Yeah. I mean, her manager, Larry Rudolph, is a genius, so I'm sure... He either was approached about this or it was his idea. Either way, this is just a cash cow.
Okay. But let's follow up on Jennifer's less than subtle suggestion that Brittany hasn't got a lot of stuff going to the top of the elevator.
Not what I said. I said, if you catch my drift, are the one.
Okay. So she's not, no, she's actually, she's fixed herself up and straightened herself out. I have quite a bit of admiration for her. Actually, she kind of reminds me of what I thought, my thought process with her is when I used to think of Mariah Carey. That she'd really done something and now she's floating. But Brittany's worked very hard. She was kind of a screw up when she was a kid. But now she's kind of gotten it together. So did she do it by herself? No. Did she have somebody helping her? Yeah. But she still has to have something they can work with, otherwise they couldn't promote her, right? Or she's
true.
A total...
Very, very marketable. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Okay, so let's wish her well.
And 28 from an early
passes.
Age.
Yeah.
An elephant is not a dog. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. An elephant wanted to go for a ride in his master's car, so he tried to convince his master that he was a dog. But the elephant was bigger than his master's car, and you know what? His master wasn't buying it. The elephant is not a dog. Seems like an absurd thought, right? Well, that's because it is. It's also an absurd thought to try to convince others that you and I are someone or something other than what we are. Sometimes when we experience a lack of confidence, however, we try to overcompensate by exaggerating about who we are or what we've done. But just as an elephant isn't really going to convince anyone that he's anything other than what he is, ultimately, neither will you and I. For help finding yourself so that you can confidently be yourself, visit drchristianconti.com. And be sure to like us on Facebook.
Hey Metro PCS and Cricket customers, are you tired of family plans with data limits? Check out Boost Mobile's best family plan ever. Right now, add a line with unlimited gigs for just $30 a month. Is that an amazing value or what? Even more amazing, you can add up to four lines with unlimited gigs for $30 each, all on Boost's crazy fast nationwide network. And did we mention that your first month is free for your new lines? Plus, when you switch, you can get up to four free Samsung Galaxy phones. Goodbye, Metro PCS. See you, Cricket. Hello, Boost, and the best family plan ever. What are you waiting for? Visit a Boost Mobile store today. Offer ends 6/1/17. Primary line must be on $50 plan. Video streams optimized at 480p plus. Music up to 500 kilobits per second. And cloud gaming up to 2 megabits per second. Data deprioritization applies during congestion. 3 months credit for each additional line is $30. Max 4 additional lines. Credit applied at time of activation. 3 phone requires port in and activation on $50.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $10,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our Debt Reset program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-912-6177. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the Debt Reset program can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Stretching the boundaries of your mind. This is the DJV Experience. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan is here. Gratefully, Tara Schillen is here. We've come full circle to the end of the week. First week of May. Life, as you know, is a circular journey. We talk about issues here. We talk about ideas, unique perspectives on things. The world of news talk radio, the world of conversation radio, people who want to talk about how to get a better job. We get into money matters sometimes, a little bit of gossip here and there. People news today focusing on Caroline Kennedy, daughter of JFK, honoring her father this week at the launch of the first major event to mark the anniversary of his birth. He would be 100 years old. Wow. Had he lived. That's really kind of a mind blower. I think back to where what was going on in 1963 when he was shot. He was 42. And where we are today, it doesn't seem like it was that long ago. And yeah, maybe that's
because that's life. You blink and all of a sudden it's Friday again, you know?
Yep. That may be, that's the way to look at it, yes, Jen. Kennedy attended the Caroline, the Smithsonian American Art Museum, where the exhibit American Visionary JFK Life and Times will be on display from now to the 17th of September to mark 100 years. His birthday would have been May the 29th. There are a bunch of photographs of the president in different stages of his life. The exhibit opened to the public last Wednesday. She spoke at the event, attended by her cousin Robert F. Kennedy, the son of Congressman Joe Kennedy III. There are more Joe Kennedys, Robert F. Kennedys, man, I'll tell you. But some of his friends were there, people who remember, like John McCain. Madeleine Albright was there, Congressman John Lewis. So it's sobering to think about what you just said, Jennifer. You blink, and we're at Friday again. And then we, you know, you kind of get away from...
Just I don't even panic on Mondays anymore because I'm like, oh, it'll be Friday in just about 10 seconds.
Well, but it's true that we have, there are anecdotal references to the marks in history, and the JFK thing is a good example of that. But we have, and that's a positive, although he was killed, certainly. What would America be like? I think that all the time. What would America be like if John F. Kennedy had lived? What would America be like if, and you fill in the blank, and maybe even bring it down to your life. What would life be like, Jennifer, if your parents hadn't been divorced? Do you think about that?
If you can imagine, I'd probably be married, and I'd probably be more crazy than I am today. I'd be a crazy married person.
Why? What would there be about being married?
I would say that I am definitely wary of commitment and relationships and things because of my watching my parents. But I also think if they had stayed together and stayed together kind of miserably, right, then I probably would have been a little more cuckoo than I am today.
All right, let's turn it around, Victoria, for you. Your parents are happily married. What would have happened if they had been divorced and you lived in that? Do you ever think about that?
I haven't, actually. But, you know, when you're a kid, when you're a small kid and your parents have a fight or an argument or whatever, then you're always kind of afraid of, oh, my God, mom and dad are going to get divorced. Uh-huh. But that's pretty much the extent of it. But maybe I would be more like Jen. Maybe I would be less trusting of relationships. Mm-hmm. I don't know how it affects. I mean, divorce affects people in so many different ways.
Yeah. It brings about a certain type of fear.
Yeah.
There's a pattern with it. And when you encounter that, my parents were never divorced, but they ought to have been. They ought not to have. I mean, again, here we are talking about what the reality is. They were not good husband and wife. I wasn't a good husband for my wife. And yet we have two great children out of it. And so then you get back to the what if there was an episode of Blue Bloods last night. And one of the focus points was the daughter, Erin, who's the lawyer, talking because her ex-husband comes back into the scene, and the daughter says, well, what would have happened, Mom, if you had married somebody else? And she says, well, I wouldn't have had you, and you're the best thing I've ever produced in my life. I think most parents genuinely think that. It's not just a pat thing that you say to your children to make them feel better. I mean, what kind of a clown would say to their children, well, I wish I never got married, and I wish I never had you? I mean, what?
There are a few. I've seen them on Jerry Springer.
Yeah, I suppose.
I brought you into this world. I can take you out.
Is Jerry Springer still on, by the way?
Sure, yeah.
Is it?
I don't know if they're still doing new episodes, but it's definitely on.
Yeah, right. Well, anyway, I just think there are a lot of different things. Kara, I didn't ask you because I think that there's a, I don't know, I just think the you're younger, and what I hear about you and your father and mother and your sisters, I didn't want to ask the same question. You're welcome to answer it.
Well, you know, I feel like I have an interesting take on it because besides my parents, no one in my family, like my immediate family, my grandparents, my aunts, uncles, nobody's been divorced. Everyone is still married to the people that they married 20 plus years ago. Uh-huh. So I feel like I have very high standards for relationships. Mm-hmm. And I'm actually terrified of being the first person in the family to marry someone and get divorced.
Don't.
That's like
don't
my
be.
Worst.
Don't live your
that's
life
my
in
worst
fear.
Fear so,
yeah. Don't be. Don't be. Don't be in fear. We'll support you.
Oh, thank you.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody gets. Everybody gets a starter marriage.
Yeah, there's a practice marriage.
It's true.
That's well. Yeah, but we don't.
I don't.
Want
I don't want
you,
a
Victoria.
Starter marriage. Well,
too late.
We're
too late
for that.
Oh, that's right, Victoria. You were married early, right? That's how I remember that. Yeah. What, we're five
who told you? Because I didn't tell you.
Nah, I think I heard it through the grapevine.
Hmm.
Well, 5 minutes. That's enough. In some sense. Well, obviously you don't trust me. You gave the info. The two ladies had it, and I didn't know it.
Well, you keep walking away during breaks, and that's when we all dish. So
that's why we have the podcast called Off Air, which will soon hit a blogosphere near you. Yeah. Here we are, making America great again. In terms of radio, I was thinking about this earlier and how I continue to be thrilled.
Can I stop you for a second?
What do you want?
People scratch their heads and they go, gosh, how did that Trump win? How in the heck did a reality star win the presidency? Think about that tagline and what we use it for everything. I mean, my goodness, that's branding, right? You just were saying, make America great again.
Well,
sorry.
But under the circumstances, now I can go down that road.
America great again. Make radio great again. Everybody uses that. And then we wonder, we got out-messaged somehow.
Well, but think about it. I wasn't going down the street, but I saw something yesterday from someone, and I don't know whether it was a Twitter. I don't remember where I saw it, but I remember somebody extolling the value and virtue of how great it is that we have a reality star who is really loved by people as the president. Now, he's not maybe so loved by people who didn't know what he really was all about, but then there are the people who really do like him. His approval rating has shot way up in the last couple of weeks. And is that because people are getting used to him, or they see him in a different light, or they see him as a real human being? Whatever the reason, you look around and see who, I guess you think about Arnold Schwarzenegger, or think about how we relate to people that are not people we'd relate to if we were walking down the street and you met somebody, or you would not, you'd never be in a circle probably to mix with Arnold Schwarzenegger. Would you be in a circle to mix with Donald Trump? But now he sort of comes, they both come down to a common denominator. And you can probably say that in terms of Jimmy Kimmel telling his story this week about his son and the operation. You know, that kind of stuff brings people into the mindset that this guy could be my next-door neighbor, even though he couldn't be your next-door neighbor. If you saw where Arnold lived in the compound where he lives, it's a 40-acre place off of Sunset that you couldn't get to even with a machine gun. You wouldn't be able to get through the security that's there. But yet, we because of the electronic media, we can bring these people into our lives in a way that's different from when the stars, let's say William Holden or whoever, go back to the 40s to some of the stars, Clark Gable, any of the women, Betty Davis, pick a name. You would never have gotten close to any of those people, even in a sort of made up way like we have the ability today, because of social media as much as anything else, to sort of feel like these people are part of our lives because you can tweet, you can follow them on Twitter. But can you really get next to them? Can you really be with them? No. But you can be in our world, Jennifer, you can be with us. And I don't know that we're, somebody described me once as a celebrity. I don't think I'm a celebrity. I'm just very fortunate to have a skill and an interest and the ability to have put it all together and held it together with chewing gum and knives and baling wire and whatever else I could use to keep this thing going over the years. But it's not, I don't consider myself to be anything other than a very lucky person who has the ability to see things in a way that's not common and to have been able to make that work over the years, and to have people like you, the three of you here, and so many others who feel like they want something different. And that's how we make America great again, is to keep doing things that are different. Trump is different. So, yeah, you can steal that. But what does it mean to make America great? It means that we got to do something different than what we've been doing, because America's not so great in many respects anymore. But we're still the best place on the planet, and it doesn't say much for the planet, because the planet kind of is in a problem state at the moment as well. So I just think that I remember the slogan of an old radio program that I used to listen to as a kid. In the know and on the go. As a matter of fact, when I came down the hall to the studio just before we started at the bottom of the hour here, I was thinking how I would use that, in the know and on the go, with the DJD show. And we are. We are knowledgeable. We're all smart in our own ways, different ways. Now listen to these. Jennifer's very smart. Victoria's very smart. Kara's very smart. I'm pretty smart. And you put it all together, and you have something that has value. And you know what? The people who listen, who are part of this, you are smart as well. Not because you listen to us, but because you're curious, you're interested, you're engaged. And most of you want something that is good or better than what you have. And I think that's part of what, you know, we mentioned coming around full circle. We're coming back to that place where we are, I think Trump is just a messenger. I think that people felt that Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump had a place because we all wanted and want, present tense, to see America be great again. America fell into, and I'm not sure I know when, and I'm not sure it's important for the discussion because then people play the blame game. But at some point, we've become lazy, lethargic, and we just sort of have given over. And then people are beginning to wake up and say, wait a minute, that's not what this is about. It isn't. Who was it, Reagan that described it as a shining star on the hill? Which president? Maybe it was Kennedy. We were talking about him earlier. Well, some president described America as a shining star on the hill. And without it being too flowery, I think that's what we are, frankly. Is that silly? Do I sound like a dreamer? Do I sound like I'm unrealistic? I've always been a Pollyanna.
I think once we lose that, then we lose some of the ideals that America was founded on, to be better, to be... I don't know. I mean, I think that was
not
what
that you can't be better someplace else.
Do.
The French or the English or whatever, but there's something about what's in the water or the air or how the country was put together. Look at the resources that we have. No other place that's a unit has the kind of resources that we have. And that's really something special. So maybe there's a play, a little of the heavenly force involved here. Who knows? 11 before the hour.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the kitchen where you'll bake your baby's smash cake. The extra bedroom where your sister will constantly crash. You're looking for snowy weekends stuck inside, playdates in the yard outside, and every holiday you're lucky enough to spend with friends and family.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy with simple smart search features, photos, video walkthroughs, and more. Zillow, find your way home.
Here's farmer and businessman James Wood.
We farm about 3,500 acres. There's pipelines everywhere. The contractor working on my property did not have the lines located before he began work, and it resulted on a strike on a natural gas pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety campaign.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Now 53 after the hour, time for us to review the technology report, the top five items from the world of technology for this past week, courtesy of Victoria Keelan, her experience, her knowledge. So we get right to the list at number five. Looks to me like we've got a way to keep marriages lasting forever.
Well, I don't know about that, but the University of South Carolina of Southern California's researchers have invented a wristband that can read things like temperature and heart rate that actually will alert couples when they need to take a deep breath and step back from a heated conversation before it goes too far. The device is based on extensive research on what factors tend to predict a fight. So they have physiological measures of stress, and then they also are, they've collected data on language that couples use, as well as the volume that couples, so when things start to escalate, this wristband can actually alert couples saying, okay, it's getting way too heated, take a time out, go and meditate, take a step back, go for a walk, whatever it is. So they've also created an algorithm that goes with all this analyzing of the data, and it's been accurate 86% of the time. It has predicted a fight between a couple. So
really?
They're hoping to bring this to the marketplace by next year and actually have this be a diagnostic tool to help couples communicate better and to stop fighting before it begins. So it's
wow.
It's really interesting if it works. My gosh.
Very interesting. Okay, number four on the list of the top five when it comes to technology is a, well, shocker, an Amazon story.
I know. Amazon on Friday showed some benevolence towards the town of Manchester-by-the-Sea in Massachusetts. Now, I did not know that was a real town until Amazon did this. But it based on, of course, Amazon was the studio that produced the movie Manchester-by-the-Sea. It was the first feature film they had ever released. It, of course, won Oscars and lots of acclaim. And so as a thank you to the 6,000 residents of the town of Manchester-by-the-Sea, Amazon gave them all free Prime memberships for a year, as well as a pack of popcorn, because on Friday, Manchester-by-the-Sea became available for Prime streaming. So if you're an Amazon Prime member, you were able to stream it free on Friday. Or now it's still available, but it began on Friday. So as a thank you to the town, Amazon wanted to give back, which I thought was kind of nice.
Yeah, very nice. Number three, look out if you're a hacker.
Yeah, well, on Amazon's competition, Netflix had some bad news this week. Almost all of the upcoming season of Orange is the New Black has been leaked and released online so far by hackers. The hacker name is called the Dark Overlord, and they've done stuff in the past, right, but nothing like on this level. They didn't steal the episodes from Netflix themselves. They stole them from the post-production studio, which was doing like touch-ups and coloring and things like that. And those studios are kind of mom and pop, and they don't really have cybersecurity. And so now, unfortunately, these small independent-owned businesses are now going to have to step up their security because hackers can easily tap into this. And that's essentially what this group put a spotlight on, is how vulnerable those studios are, and it's going to cost them a lot of money. It's really too bad.
Yeah, it is really too bad, but it's the sign of the times, I guess.
It is, yeah.
Under the circumstances. Okay, the number two item this week. Let's take a ride down the Uber Main Street.
Well, Uber made some changes this week to your rating. Now, if you're an Uber rider, you know you have a rating that the drivers give you as well as you rate the driver. And so in the past, when you're looking at the Uber app, you have to go through a few different bells and whistles to see what your rating is. Uber wants to change that. So now, right under your name, your rating will be featured prominently, and the driver's rating will also be featured prominently right under his or her name. And the point Uber says is that people are better behaved when their score is facing them right, you know, staring them right in the face, that they'll be better behaved as riders, that the drivers will try harder. So they sort of liken it to, if you know what your grades are in school and they're kind of plastered in front of you at all times, you'll want to do better. Uber actually said many riders forget that their driver is also rating them, and things like eating in the car, slamming the door, trying to pile more people into the car, that can have a big impact on your rating. And they also said that they want everyone to know that riders and drivers are treated equally and that their community guidelines are based on mutual respect. So we'll see if that actually changes anything.
New laptop in your future? Let's find out what Microsoft has.
Microsoft had a big week this week. The stock went up, and it's probably due to the announcement of the new Surface laptop. It's instead of being made of plastic and metal, the Surface laptop has an aluminum body, protects it from the elements, and the keyboard is the first fabric-covered keyboard, which is really interesting. The prices start at $999, which is still cheaper than its big competition, the MacBook Pro, which is $1,499.
Pretty interesting.
Yeah.
And it's the first time we've thought of Microsoft in this way, so that's good news. Probably, as you said, if you bought stock at the beginning of the week, you'd be in good shape. 59 past the hour.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.